Dis 10:33, jy is ingeskakel hier by Casey at Work, saam met my Michelle, tot en met 12:00, elke maandag tot vrijdag. Nou, vandag op die lijn het ek saam met my Tamron Estalante. Good day, how are you doing? You are from the Zip Zap Circus, you are the HO Social Circus. How are you involved there?
We are a social circus and we work with youth and kids from all different backgrounds. I actually started at Zip Zap when I was 4 years old.
Wow. So
it's quite a nice circle for me of having studied circus professionally, worked professionally, locally and overseas, and now I've been back for the last 10 months as head of social circus.
That is so amazing. Wow. I want to know from you, what inspired the founding of Zip Zap Circus and how has the mission evolved since its inception?
So, it's founded by Brent and Laurent, a couple. Brent is South African and Laurent is French, and they met along their travels when they were younger. And Brent, coming from a long circus background, decided that he wanted to come back to South Africa start a circus school to be able to give the opportunity to youth. So it started as a very, very small project with a trapeze hanging in a tree and a couple of kids from different backgrounds, and it just grew and grew and grew, and now we've been going for 32 years.
Yo.
And we have been offering free circus and performing arts classes to kids for 32 years, and now we are up to 3,000 beneficiaries a year. We have 9 programs, 5 outreach and 4 youth, and it's just grown, and we have now our permanent location in Salt River in Cape Town, where we have our training academy and all of our team that work from here, and we have still have our dome, which is on the garden behind the Artscape Theatre, which is our performance venue.
How does Zip Zap use circus arts as a tool for social transformation, especially among underprivileged youth in South Africa?
So circus is just a beautiful art form because it envelops so many different aspects of teamwork and trust and building self-confidence and just in general having fun, creating a safe space. That is really something that we emphasize in our school, that it is really a safe space for all kids to come together and feel welcomed into an environment where perhaps they're coming from places where they do not feel safe, maybe in their schools or in their homes, and this is the place where all these kids from all different backgrounds can come together, can work together, create together, perform together, travel together, and so all of those life skills that they're learning through circus art transform and go into their daily lives, and I think it just helps them be better humans.
Tamron, I want to know, can you share a success story of a student whose life was significantly impacted by your programs?
Yes, absolutely, and I think there's more than one because just 2 years ago we launched our professional show, which is made up of 8 to 10 past students from Zip Zap, kids that started at Zip Zap at the age of 10, sure, that have come through all the programs that are now in their teenage and 20s, and they are representing Zip Zap on the world stage, performing on Broadway in the top theaters in Paris, to sold out theaters around the world. And all of these kids come from Zip Zap, through Zip Zap, like I said, from different backgrounds, from different areas, with different life stories, and they've all been working extremely hard with all these values and have come together and put on this amazing show and are now representing Zip Zap internationally. So I don't even think it's fair to say one success story, but just all of them together is just incredible.
We must share one of their stories on air. I think it will be so inspiring, definitely.
Yes, there's just so many. Each one of them have their own individual story of how they started, where they're coming from.
Sure.
So it's wonderful.
What are some of the biggest challenges Zip Zap faces in maintaining and expanding its outreach efforts?
I think, the most obvious is always the same problem, and it's funding.
Mm.
And we are not constantly, let's say we are not constantly supported, we do not have like a constant influx of income that we can rely on. We are constantly fundraising, relying on grants, donations, individual donations. So it's tough because it's an ongoing effort, and we've managed for 32 years, but every single month and every single year, we are working very hard to make sure that we can keep the school alive, because it is really changing the lives of so many kids, and, and it's just such a special program. So that's one of our biggest challenges.
Tamron, I want to ask you, how can the public get involved or support your work, either through volunteering, donations, or attending shows?
Yes, there are so many ways. So everything you've just mentioned and everything, all the different ways of supporting can be found on our website, which is zip-zap.org. And on there, there are different ways to do monthly debit orders, to do donations, to help us with campaigns, to help volunteering. We accept really any help, and nothing is too small. So we really encourage the public to go onto the website, read about what we do and who we are, attend the shows, and I think everyone is able to support, even if it's in a very small way.
Are there any upcoming shows? What are you busy with at the moment?
Yes, so very exciting. We are preparing a new production, a family show, so really a nice production for the whole family, for all ages. It's called Chasing Dreams.
Yeah.
And it's going to be running in July over two weekends, so the 12th and the 13th of July, and then the 19th and 20th of July. We have two shows daily, 11 o'clock and 3 o'clock. Tickets can be bought on quickit.co.za and also through our website at zip-zap.org. Kids under 3 are free. It's a wonderful celebrative show that is combining, really special, combining our all three kind of generations. So we have our upcoming performers from our main performing group. We have our full-time students who spend 9 to 5 every day and from Tuesday to Saturday training and honing their skills. And we have some of our professional performers that have just come back from Broadway. So we're all going to be sharing the stage together, working together to create this wonderful celebration.
I think maybe, just before that show, Chasing Dreams, we can maybe get some of the performers on air and share their story, how they're looking forward to it, how they're going to...
Absolutely.
Yeah, just give a little tease of what the people can expect to see there.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Tamron?
I can also just give you a little idea of what they can expect. I mean, really, we've got incredible aerial acts and ground acrobatic stuff, a lot of group and collective work, juggling, fire wheel, trapeze, floor acrobatics. So it's really a really nice mix of different aerial and ground disciplines. And we also have quite a lot of new stuff compared to our last show, which was last year. So that's really nice. Even if people have been to Zip Zap before, you know, we always put on a new show, something exciting. So, something for everyone.
Tamron, I say thank you very much. I attended a woman business function, and then Zip Zap, they were talking about Zip Zap that morning and shared videos and stories. And I tell you, I was in tears. And that's why I wanted you to share the story today to all the listeners out there, because where the children come from and where you take them, what you give them is just, it's a... It's an opportunity that not every child gets, and if you didn't start this Zip Zap Circus, all these children wouldn't have all these opportunities. I mean, there you say they're going overseas. They're traveling. And it's more than just a traveling, as you say. They grow in themselves.
Yes, and we're creating employability, and we're creating young professionals who are able to work anywhere. So they're gaining life skills, not just in the art industry, but we're really empowering these young kids to be able to make something of their lives. So very, very inspiring.
I say thank you again, Tamron Estelante. Thank you for what you're doing through the medium of circus art. You are inspiring, you are empowering young people with skills for life. So keep on doing.
Yes.
And it was an honor.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. You must have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Daar was Tamarin, daar van Zip Zap Circus. Gaan volgende gerus daar op sociale media en gaan kyk. Daar is lekker upcoming shows en wat so mooi is agter die story is omdat dit kinders is wat hulle uit rural areas gaan uithaal. Daar's kinders wat in haglike omstandighede lewe en hulle gaan daar in daai areas in hulle gaan haal daai kinders uit. Kinders wat nooit kon dink om 'n toekoms te hê nie. En dan bied hulle dit vir hulle daar deur hierdie sirkus, deur jy moet daai video's gaan kyk. Gaan kyk net daai video en dan gaan jy sien hoe daai kinders groei en ontwikkel, hoe hulle persoonlikheid, want daar's van hulle wat hulle stories deel op van die video's, dan kan jy sien hoe daai kind daar aangekom het en hoe hulle uit hulle dop uit gekruip het, hoe hulle weer 'n selfbeeld het. En hierdie mense, hierdie man en vrou wat Zip Zap Circus begin het, het hulle huis oopgemaak. Hulle het, daar was aande gewees, as het voor shows is, dan sal van die kinders wat nie by 'n huis kan gaan slaap nie, want hulle omstandighede is so swak, dan neem sy die kinders in hulle huis en laat hulle veilig is daar, laat hulle magies vol is voor hulle die show gaan doen. Dit is net absoluut amazing. Zip Zap Circus, gaan follow hulle, gaan kyk die shows. Ek wil definitief daai vertoning wat sy nou gaan vertel, Chasing Dreams, die 12de, die 13de, die 19de en die 20ste Julie, daar's twee vertonings daagliks, 11:00 en 3:00, daar in die Kaap, definitief dit gaan kyk en jy gaan nie glo wat daai kinders vir jou gaan bring nie. Dit is 10:44, hier's Karen met I'm ready.